Steve Jobs. Author, Walter Isaacson. Core thesis: Jobs' greatness lay not in what he invented, but in his position at the intersection of technology and liberal arts, using extreme focus and aesthetic tyranny to turn complex technology into products so simple they needed no manual, while redefining the meaning of complete product experience through a closed ecosystem. The reality distortion field. This is the most famous concept in the entire book. Jobs possessed a seemingly supernatural ability to make those around him believe the impossible was possible. The Macintosh team experienced this pattern repeatedly. Jobs proposed an impossible deadline or an impossible performance target, engineers said it could not be done, and then Jobs insisted with an authority that admitted no doubt, and the team actually delivered. This was not deception. It was a special form of reality construction. He genuinely believed his own expectations, and that belief transmitted itself to the team through extreme pressure and charisma. The cost was equally real. It pushed teams beyond their limits and exhausted them. Wozniak was initially drawn to this force, and later wounded by it. The key insight is not that Jobs had magic, but that most people's assessment of what is possible is far too conservative. The reality distortion field worked because the limits people accepted were often psychological rather than physical. Product above profit. This was the core of Jobs' conflict with Apple's board. In 1985, Jobs was ousted from the company he founded. The direct cause was that Scully and the board believed Jobs' obsession with products damaged profitability. Jobs' logic was the opposite: if you make truly great products, profit will follow; if you make profit the target, you will destroy the product. When Jobs returned to Apple in 1997, the company was 90 days from bankruptcy. His first move was not to cut costs, it was to slash 70% of the product line, concentrating all resources on four products. The entire board thought he was insane, a company near bankruptcy cutting most of its revenue sources? But Jobs' judgment was correct. Concentrating all energy on four great products was better for both users and profit than spreading energy across 40 mediocre ones. Apple's journey from near bankruptcy to the world's most valuable company proves the correctness of this product philosophy. The intersection of technology and liberal arts. Jobs repeatedly emphasized that Apple's competitive advantage came from standing at the crossroads of technology and the humanities. He knew that technology alone was insufficient; it had to be combined with humanistic understanding, aesthetic judgment, and narrative ability to create products that changed the world. This conviction originated in a calligraphy course he audited at Reed College. The course seemed useless at the time, but 10 years later, it became the reason the Macintosh had beautiful typography. In his Stanford commencement address, Jobs said, "You cannot connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backward." Calligraphy was one thing, Macintosh typography was another, separated by 10 years of seemingly pointless wandering. This insight is essential for anyone building products. The most valuable things often come from the most incidental, most useless experiences. Focus means saying no. The most iconic move upon Jobs' return was slashing the product line. His famous dictum, "Focus is not about what you say yes to, it is about what you say no to." Before Jobs, Apple tried to do everything: printers, servers, PDAs, game consoles. Jobs cut everything that was not core. This capacity for saying no is extraordinarily difficult because every no means abandoning a seemingly reasonable opportunity. But Jobs understood something: resources are always scarce, and dispersion equals mediocrity. The Macintosh succeeded not because it did many things, but because it did not do many things: no fan, no expansion slots, no multitasking. Every not doing was a design decision. The complete product experience and the closed ecosystem. Jobs' core conviction about products was that hardware, software, and content should be designed as one whole. This directly led to his fundamental divergence with Google and Microsoft over open versus closed. Jobs believed openness was the root of fragmentation, and closed was the guarantee of experience. From iPod to iPhone to iPad, each step was an extension of this conviction. Apple controlled the chip, the operating system, the App Store, and content distribution, the entire chain, seamlessly integrated. This strategy proved to be the most successful vertical integration case in business history during the 2010s. But the cost was equally real. Closed meant users lost choice, developers lost freedom, and innovation was locked inside Apple's garden. Jobs did not care about this cost. His starting point was always what is the best experience, not what is the most open option. Practical implications. The philosophy of product above profit is instructive for any company facing a growth dilemma. Do not ask how can we make more money, but how can we make a better product? Profit is a result, not a target. When you treat profit as the target, every decision gets hijacked by short-term financial logic. The capacity to say no is equally critical in investment and strategy. The core challenge involves a customer structure where 20 top clients contribute 80% of revenue and 20 potential clients contribute minimally. This means simultaneously deepening and expanding, but energy is limited. Jobs' answer: cut what is not worth investing in, concentrate all energy on the few things where you can achieve the best results. Not to stop expanding, but to ask of every potential client, is this worth investing in to the point of excellence? If not, say no. The complete experience philosophy applies equally to risk products. Clients are not buying a scoring model, they are buying a complete experience from data integration to model deployment to performance monitoring. If you deliver only the model and leave integration to the client, your product gets fragmented. Vertically integrating the entire experience chain is precisely Jobs' deepest business insight. Conclusion. Jobs' legacy is not the iPhone. It is a conviction. Great products come from obsession with perfection, passion for simplicity, the courage to say no, and a unique perspective standing at the intersection of technology and the humanities. His personality flaws and the brutal dimensions of his leadership style deserve honest acknowledgement, but it is precisely these contradictions that constituted a complete person capable of turning the impossible into reality.